Every now and then we will go to the Randolph Street Market. They had a real neat market the other day over at the park at Wrigley Field. We were at the, Morgan Street Manufacturing Event Space not that long ago. And in each of these cases, they're having these artsy-fartsy shows that Brenda and I will sometimes go to. Maybe we'll meet another couple there. And every now and then, I see some of the same vendors there. And I want to champion what they do. These are Chicagoans who are putting their sweat equity into a product or a recipe or a thing. And I think some of that stuff is pretty good. And I thought, as much as I like it, why don't I do them a favor and tell you a little bit about it? Camille Weddington is on line 5, it says here. Hey, Camille, this is John Williams. How are you?
Hi, John. How are you?
You are the owner of Sweet Cheesecake. You have been in my studio before. How have you been?
I'm great, and it's always great to be here to talk to you and to your listening audience. So, yes, we're Sweet Cheesecake, Sweet Foods, the original homemade Chicago cheesecake.
You guys were serving that at that event I was at a weekend or two ago, and it was then as it has always been. I bought your cheesecakes before. So good. If you like cheesecakes, this is the best cheesecake. If you don't love cheesecake, try this cheesecake. You guys are on the west side, too, right?
Yes, we are. We've got our very first brick-and-mortar storefront. It's a small, artisan, very humble and cozy place at 5051 West Chicago Avenue Chicago.
Aren't you a business teacher at one of the city colleges or something, too?
Yes, that's one of the things that I also love to do. I teach at Columbia College. I teach entrepreneurship, and I teach marketing. You know, I've taught leadership, digital business development, and one of our family members, who is also an owner, my husband, Brian Weddington, he teaches at Harold Washington College. So we love to educate, in short.
It's funny, though, because I think a lot of guys and gals are in this classroom saying, well, here's how you run a business. Here's how an entrepreneur should do it. But you're actually doing it at the same time. And you've got to have a good product if, you know, the business plan is going to work. And is that a family recipe you guys cook there?
It's a family recipe. And, you know, it's really interesting what you said about entrepreneurship. When you take something that you know and you love and you move it into an entrepreneurial space, it's really a challenge. It's really a very different animal, but yet it's the recipe that was inspired by a pastry that my grandma made. And she didn't make a cheesecake, but she made something that we sort of re-engineered into a cheesecake that did not exist in the marketplace. So we're excited about that.
Camille, I got to move on, but you guys have a new, because when I got your cheesecake, I get just the vanilla or white cheesecake and then a strawberry topping or a blueberry. Yes. But don't you guys have a new kind of cheesecake or a new topping that you're coming out with?
I'm so glad you asked, because what's going to be launching this Saturday is called the Marula. And a lot of people don't know, John, that there's a South African cheesecake, and it's made with the amarula fruit. You know, it's very specific to Africa. So we said, listen, we're going to make a marula cheesecake. And can you imagine a crust that's soaked in an amarula liqueur, and it has a little ginger in the batter, and it has a nice, beautiful, fluffy meringue topping. So, you know, guys, stay tuned. You'll be able to pick up the marula on Saturday. So we're really excited to be in the test kitchen just doing stuff.
The website is sweetcheesecakes.com, right? No, sweetfoods. Yeah. Sweetfoods.com.
Yeah. And that's almost, it's a mouthful. It's sweetcheesecakes.com.
Sweetfoods.com. I'm going to post all of these websites to all of these businesses on my Facebook page right after the show. So if any of these tickle your fancy, check out WGN King John on Facebook. Nice to talk to you again. Continued success, Camille.
Thanks a lot, John. Keep up the great work that you do.
Well, it's talking about people like you that's fun. There's also a company that you may not know about in Chicago called Wolf Point Watches. Samson is on a phone line. Samson Lamb. Hey, Samson, it's John Williams. How are you?
Good. How are you, John?
Congratulations, man. That's a beautiful watch you guys make.
Thank you so much.
So where did you get the idea? Why watches? And just give me, like, the elevator speech. Give me 30 seconds on your watch.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a family business. You know, my grandpa started in the watch industry way back, and then my dad, you know, started his own factory, and then now, like, we're essentially launching our own brand.
You know, they've got those watches out of Detroit, the Shinola ones, which are, you know, making Detroit famous for watches and American-made manufacturing all over again. Yours aren't that expensive. They're about $150, is that right?
Right. You know, our price point is very affordable. You know, essentially, our motto is, you know, we because of the relationship we have with the vendors over time, we can get good quality materials at the same time at a very affordable price point. Because essentially, you know, unlike a Shinola, we don't make a lot of markup for our brand. So for us, it's more like, well, let's make a quality watch and an affordable price point, you know, for the people, you know, for the Chicago people.
It's high-quality leather. It's a beautiful crystal. It's a very elegant, sort of simple design. There's not a lot of markings and inset calendars and things like that on your watch. Is that a fair description?
Yeah. So, you know, our goal is to essentially make a watch that, you know, everybody can use, everybody can relate to. When we started Wolf Point, you know, we thought that, well, you know, Chicago being one of the top cities in the States, like, you know, how come we don't have many watch brands or products coming up from Chicago, and we wanted to kind of change that, and we wanted to have a watch that represent the people here in Chicago, and we really hope that people will like it. And so far, you know, we have heard good feedback, and, you know, we met you in the show, and, you know, we're just going to continue to push.
Samson Lam is the director of Wolf Point Watches, and is Wolf Point the point on the river, of the Chicago River? Is there a Wolf Point on the river?
Yeah, so, you know, that area, the Wolf Point where Wacker and Lake is, you know, that area is essentially where everything kind of first started. And for us, you know, it symbolized, you know, us, you know, three generations kind of merged together along with, you know, symbolizes where everything kind of first started. So for us, you know, it would be like the first watch company started before it was like first school, the bar, church, and other commercial buildings. So for us, it is a different symbol for us.
Well, Wolf Point Watches, what's the website for you guys, Samson?
So wolfpoint.co. So it's wolfpoint, wolfpoint.co. Or you can Google wolfpointwatches.com as well.
I'll post all of these sites on my Facebook page after the show. Good luck and continued success, Samson.
Okay, great. Thanks, John.
Nice to talk to you. When we were out a weekend or two ago, we met a guy named, I think it's Udell Watts. Hey, Udell, are you there?
I am.
This is John Williams. You're on WGN Radio. That's some delicious barbecue sauce and rubs you got, my friend.
Well, thank you very much. We're awful proud of them.
Where do you guys make this stuff? I'm calling these Chicago, you know, entrepreneurs. Is this a Chicago-based or is this based somewhere else?
Central Illinois based. I live in Chicago. My father lives in Western Illinois, and we started the business together. You know, because I live here, I consider it a Chicago based business.
So you do rubs, seasonings for pork and chicken and beef, and then you do a barbecue sauce, right?
Absolutely. We've got two barbecue sauces, a mild, an original, and a hot and spicy. And then we currently have six different dry rubs, really a dry rub for anything that you could hope to put on a grill.
I tried both of them, that is the dry rub, and I tried not the hot one, but the mild barbecue sauce. I thought both of those were just terrific. And I know it's a long story, but give me a real short version of the history of the barbecue sauce. Where did that come from?
So the sauce itself is named Old Arthur's. Arthur was my great-great-grandfather. The recipes for the sauces and dry rubs all emanate with him. He created them all. Short condensed version of the story is that you know, Arthur began tinkering with his flavors, the sauces and seasonings, in his early teens, mid to early teens. He did so out of absolute necessity, and I'd encourage you to, you know, hit our website to find out his life story. We've got the story as well as photos of him on the website. You know, he did those things out of necessity. His very survival, you know, hinged on his ability to produce. And the reality is, survive he did. He actually leveraged his skill and his recipes until the time of his death. The man lived to be 108 years of age. And you got to understand that he continuously refined these recipes. So what you taste is a portion of history and a set of recipes that one man had nearly a century's worth of effort into refining.
Well, he was, do I remember the story right? He was a slave, was he not?
He was, as a matter of fact. He was a slave until he was 28 years of age. And the only thing that he had to take with him out of bondage was his sauce and his recipes when he was freed through the Emancipation Proclamation. And those things allowed him to earn his keep for the entirety of his life. The man lived 80 years as a free man. And so we are proud as heck to share these things with the public.
It's an amazing sauce, and I love the rub. Udell Watts IV is the owner of Old Arthur's Barbecue Sauce. Visit oldarthurs.com, oldarthurs.com. Again, I'll post the links on my page. You'll just have to try it to believe me when I tell you this stuff's really good. Good luck to you, Udell. Nice to talk to you today.
You
betcha. And then one other entrepreneur in the area that we bumped into was Sarita Kamat, the designer of Sarita Kamat Designs. Sarita, it's John Williams. You're on WGN Radio. How are you?
Hi, John. I'm good. How are you? I'm so happy to listen to you and talk to you.
Likewise. You make jewelry, right?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about it.
Actually, I make hand-painted glass jewelry. And the glass jewelry that I started making was just an accidental love, just happened. I'm originally an artist. I do paintings in acrylics and watercolors and mosaics. And I just came across, I came across glass, pieces of glass cabochons, and I thought, you know, how it would be if I could paint on those. And I started painting on those. It was a skill I taught myself. It was difficult at first because I work on pieces like from 6 mm small round pieces to 2-inch pieces.
Yeah.
And so it was a process that I had to learn. I looked up tutorials on YouTube and I read books and I taught myself.
I'm sure if I watched the tutorial videos, I would not be able to do it. You can tell that you're an artist. Your stuff is it's glass jewelry and it's very colorful.
Thank you so much.
It is very pretty. I mean, literally, I almost bought cufflinks. I couldn't decide which ones I wanted. I thought, oh, I'll go online and look for more of your stuff. And I just thought, I've seen a lot of the jewelry. I've seen a lot of the cufflinks and the bracelets and the rings for the ladies and so forth. And I just thought your stuff really had a bright, playful, colorful look. And I just thought it was gorgeous. So congratulations to you.
Yes, thank you. I can say things better with color than I can with words.
I think you do well with both.
I'm a big fan of Georgia O'Keeffe, those are her words.
Oh, I got it. Well, then, fair enough. Sarita Kamat is the designer of Sarita Kamat Designs, and that's the website, too, saritakamatdesigns.com. And again, that website is going to be posted on my Facebook page. Sarita, congratulations. And Elif says it's already up there. So go to WGN King John, and you'll find all of the sites to all of these people that we've been talking to. Good luck to you, Sarita.
Thank you so much, John.
You betcha. Take care.